League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the Gau Studios in Houston, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, we are off and running here tonight in 2016. Let's get after it. I'm hearing rave reviews about the Tool Show last night at Toyota Center. Man, I'm kicking myself for missing that show, but sometimes other things have to take priority, and that is tonight. The best in soccer talk here on ESPN 97.5. We stream at ESPN975.com. And, of course, I'm off to a great start here because I'm having real problems with my headphones. But that's a little bit better now. The number to call in throughout the night, 713-780-3776. That's 713-780-ESPN. And like I always say, don't be afraid to converse about your game. Have some... Well, you know what it is, Gio. Have some balls and come on the air as opposed to talking your view of the world to just your two friends on the internet. Come on, get after it. It's 2016. It's time to speak up. You, the soccer fan, have a platform here. It's given to you weekly. So let's get after it here tonight. And, well, one guy in 2016 who has some cojones is Merritt Paulson, the owner of the Portland Timbers. He came out in a recent interview absolutely hammering Jurgen Klinsmann, saying MLS owners are not behind him, criticizing the fact that the national team and MLS are not on the same page. I'm not sure I agree to that. Agree with that totally. We will talk about that tonight. I'd like your opinion on it. 713-780-3776. So bring me some edge. I will post some things in commercial break over on Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock, and on Facebook, Soccer Batters. You can go there. You can also see the Merritt Paulson article at Facebook. Again, Soccer Matters. As always, we thank our great sponsors, Amigo Energy, the Daspit Law Firm, Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture, 7-Up, and Bud Light. Dynamo and Dash have made their draft choices. We'll talk about them tonight. If you listen to the coverage and banner around MLS during the Super Draft, you hear so many times the words could, should, might. And they're mentioned, rightly so, about so many college players that are being taken in this draft. Because we do wonder, number one, if they'll make an MLS roster, number two, play at all, and number three, actually have a career. This is the challenge for players out of college. There's only a handful that are going to get playing time next year, and significant playing time, I mean. But it is the dream. And the college game is still connected to Major League Soccer. It's an important piece. The beautiful thing is now, again, buoying off the fact that few MLS draft choices last year got regular playing time, you have to think about how important now a proper reserve team, a.k.a. the USL teams, are for Major League Soccer, because now you have a place for players to get some games, to get some experience. In the past, some players were just out in the hinterlands, didn't really have a real opportunity, never were going to play. Some coaches prefer to give more opportunity to younger players than others. So if you're a college player getting drafted and you have an agent, you're hoping to go to a team where, you know, it may be in a rebuild. You're going to get opportunity. You're going to get playing time. You're going to go to a coach that endorses playing young players and trying to accelerate their professional careers. It's all different. 713-780-3776. The other thing is, You may be a number 10 at the college level and a playmaker. You are not destined to be that necessarily at the MLS level or the professional level. So are you locked in and can you only play that one position? Are you versatile? Are you adaptable? These are other things that can create longevity in a young player's soccer career. There's a lot of factors coming in to having a career, and there is a lot of unknown because we do not know how quickly college players will adapt to the MLS game, and that is the challenge. The pace of the game is faster. The speed of thought is faster. Technically, you may be good enough at the college level. You may not be good enough at the pro level, but we don't know until opportunity is afforded. Some will get opportunity. Some won't. And in the case of the Dynamo draft choice, we'll talk about him later. He still has to earn a contract. No doubt about it. Recently, a self-commissioned statue of Ronaldo on his property was vandalized with and by Messi loyalist. They painted on the back of this statue, which, by the way, self-commissioned by Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo. A little bizarre. I get self-love confidence. Not to that degree, boy. That must be a boring guy to be around because he probably only wants to talk about himself. But one hell of a soccer player, I don't think there's any question. Gio, I see you laughing behind the glass there. Am I right?
Are you surprised that Ronaldo has a statue of himself?
I'm not surprised, but, I'm just saying. Guys that are that narcissistic, man, they are boring. People that are that narcissistic, to me, are incredibly bores, big bores.
Yep, I can't find anything good to talk about myself right now.
Now, we know he's a great soccer player. I'm not knocking him for 1 minute on that. And I know the ladies love him. I know all those things, but, boy, It's sometimes interesting. I don't know if you saw that video that made YouTube with him taking everybody on a tour of his house. He's got a soccer field in the back, but he takes you through his dining room, and there's like five pictures, all of him around the dining room table.
I did see that, yeah.
Oh, my God. But maybe that's why we like Messi, Gio, right?
Yeah.
Because there's that sense of humility. I like that type of an athlete. I'm not saying we don't need the Ronaldo types that have a braggadocio and an arrogance and all that. We do need that. Maybe the Houston Dynamo need that type of player. But this is why I'm attracted to Messi, because it's just so much about the game for him.
Yes, I mean, even during his whole injury, he was quiet throughout. You know, he put the team first. So,
do you think Cristiano Ronaldo could have played with Neymar and Luis Suarez?
No. There's so many personalities.
I mean, he's got to be the band. It's got to be his team, and exactly. That's what it is at Real Madrid.
Exactly, especially with Suarez. I mean, Suarez is very outspoken, and he will get in your face, and I don't think Ronaldo wants that. So,
well, I think this is why Luis Enrique was named the World Manager of the Year in Zurich, Switzerland, because he was able to blend those three superstars together. Everybody said it couldn't happen. 5 out of 5 trophies, Barcelona won. Hands down, Messi, the best player in the world. Hands down, Luis Enrique, the best manager. Nobody can debate me on that. But if you want to try, it's 713-780-3776.
Yep, and I know some Real Madrid fans out there that would love to go into you about that.
Well, let's see. We'll see if Real Madrid fans, they're kind of hiding under the weeds right now because Atletico and Atletico Madrid and Real Madrid were both banned from signing players, a kind of a transfer embargo. They can still do deals to the end of the month, but the wonder is if this is going to stick. Now, they can't sign. Part of this problem was not signing players under 18 unless certain circumstances have been met, and a lot of it was geographic. Players having to be near the club. Apparently, that was breached by both Atletico Madrid and Real Madrid. And you know David De Gea has wanted to go to Real Madrid. I don't think that's going to happen. Why would Manchester United move De Gea at this time with two weeks left in the window when he's been your best player and he's earned you and won you points? And I'm also wondering if the ban on Atletico Madrid could accelerate the move of Diego Simeone to Chelsea. That's pretty interesting because if Atletico Madrid can't sign reinforcements, that might be something Diego Simeone considers. But he could be the good match for Chelsea. What do you think of that, Chelsea fans? Do you want Diego Simeone to be your next manager? It's got to make sense. This weekend, Manchester United and Liverpool Manchester United and Liverpool this weekend. So much more to go on the show. We're going to take a quick break here now. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. We'll come back. We'll take phone calls. Tonight on the program, we've got Matt Beisler of the U.S. national team from Carson, California. We will go down to Guadalajara, Mexico. We will talk to Tom Marshall of ESPN FC. We'll do a little Mexican league review there. We will also talk to Brian Chiaretta of Howler Magazine, and also the New York Times will be on the program as well tonight, and a couple of surprise guests as well. So we got a great show in store for you tonight here. Join us. We'll take a quick break. It's a 7-Up break. It's a Bud Light break. And it is an Amigo Energy break. Back with more. 713-780-3776. Have a take tonight.
ESPN
97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the Gau Studios in Houston. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to the show. Boy, sadly, we lost David Bowie, so we'll play some David Bowie tonight. We might weave in a little bit of Tool since they played down at the Toyota Center last night. 713-780-3776. Twitter, it's Glenn Davis Sock. Soccer Heretic just sending out a tweet. Everton supporters don't want him, and he is at retirement age. That is on Tim Howard to Major League Soccer. And there is a rumor about him coming back to the league. Your thoughts on Tim Howard, 713-780-3776. Merritt Paulson striking out at the U.S. national team. We want your thoughts on that as well. And Jurgen Klinsmann saying Jurgen Klinsmann's not on board with all the owners in Major League Soccer. Let's talk about that. I think we got Adam up first, so let's go to Adam. 713-780-3776, the number to call in tonight. Adam, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good, Adam. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I'm not a big follower of the national soccer, but diehard Arsenal fan. And the question that I pose to you as someone who follows it as well is after every match, I look up and I look online, and ESPN FC and everything is always questioning Arsenal and if they're mentally soft and is Arsene Wenger over and all of that, and it seems like we're not given enough credit for being tied at the top of the table, beating all the teams we should beat, and half our squad's been injured the entire year. We're missing an all-star, superstar, world-class striker in Alexis Sanchez, and Kokalin goes down, and one of the best mids in Europe in Santi Cazorla, but it still seems that people still have their doubts, even though we're tied at the top. And I was just wondering if you know where that comes from and if that's just a Euro thing or how that comes over here.
I think a couple things. I think the narrative gets repeated because sometimes I think lots of narratives in media get repeated over and over. It's simply because, you know, people have stated it so often. It just doesn't kind of go away. I think there's always the comparison to the great Wenger teams that won the league title so many times in a row with Thierry Henry and Freddie Ljungberg and those guys. I think, you know, there is sometimes that hardened character, that Tony Adams type guy that doesn't seem to be a part of Arsenal in this day and age. It's a very different Arsenal that maybe allows people to say they have a bit of a soft underbelly when it comes to character. Remember, it was only a couple months ago when I don't remember who criticized him, but said, Arsenal, they're all about six packs and selfies, you know, taking selfies of their abs, you know. Listen, they've got a great shot at winning the title this year. It's a very unpredictable season. They have more depth than Leicester does. I don't know where Man City is. I just think it's made it a very exciting and interesting season. They have had some up and down results as well. So that would lead people to be questioning if they have the mental strength. But I think you could say that about every team in the league, including Leicester, who's an amazing story because, you know, what's everybody saying about Leicester? Oh, do they have staying power? Can they hang in there? You know, do they have the depth? Can they absorb an injury to Jamie Vardy, who, by the way, has been playing injured when he has played, and he hasn't been playing a lot lately. So I think that's the way it comes. I think you as an Arsenal supporter, I don't think that should get you upset because, listen, every team's getting criticized from Chelsea, who's at the bottom end of the table, to Manchester United. It goes on and on. Manchester City, you know, people are very critical of Yaya Toure. Criticism is a part of sports these days. I think sometimes we look at the glass half full as opposed to the glass half empty, which is really the point that you're making.
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate the insight. And just as a secondary thing, you know anything about the Egyptian player that we just brought in who played for the Swiss team?
I don't know enough about him. I will talk about him, though, a little bit later in the show. But I don't know enough about him to comment right now. I haven't seen him play enough. You know, I can only tell you the obvious. It's more about seeing these guys play. But I appreciate your phone call. It's great to hear from an Arsenal supporter.
Thanks. Appreciate it. I'll stay tuned.
Okay, thank you very much. 713-780-3776. Let's go to Christian. Christian, what's on your mind tonight?
Good evening, Mr. Davis. First-time caller, fan of the Dynamo.
I love it. Thank you for coming on the program tonight and jumping into the fray, sir.
You're welcome, sir. Now, I got two questions to get off my chest. First of all, when it comes down to Dash Star and U.S. soccer darling Carly Lloyd winning the FIFA World Women's Player of the Year, I mean, I got to ask, do you think that changed the perception of women's soccer in the United States being seen as a joke?
It's being seen as a joke? Why?
Well, I mean, come to think of it, prior to the World Cup last year, the Women's World Cup, mm-hmm. and you can basically say that for, like, the past four World Cups that happened since, like, 99, not that much men are getting behind the sport. As a matter of fact, they basically just lift the leg on it, as well as they do with every other women's sport. And now, ever since the U.S. Women's National Team won the World Cup versus Japan in Vancouver over the summer, people just can't stop talking about Carly Lloyd, Abby Wambach.
Well, because they've breached celebrity, okay? They're also celebrities. Also, what we saw Carly Lloyd do has not been done by a male or female player in a World Cup final. That's three goals in 13 minutes. She's become a celebrity now. She's having to look at her life differently. These are all great platforms for the women's game. They are not the answer. It's not quick hit, but these types of things penetrate deep. They got a lot of mainstream media coverage, and that's why last week on the program I said, look, at what point will the mainstream media here in Houston cover Carly Lloyd? And then this will benefit the Houston Dash, obviously, because she is a number one women's soccer player in the world, and she's going to be playing right here in Houston, Texas. It's a story.
Yeah.
It's celebrity. Even they can cover this if they want to. But women's sports is traditionally, women's team sports has not been a draw anywhere, okay? And you can say in a WNBA in certain markets. Problem is it's incredibly difficult. And listen, think about the NWSL last year if the women had not won the World Cup. Might have been some real trouble. And I don't know what the Dash's finances are, but the attendance was not great. And then Carly Lloyd does what she does. And then all of a sudden, you know, at the end of the year, your attendance is boosted in a big way because of what she did, and you catch lightning in a bottle. And the Dash now, with Brian Ching, the managing director, who was on the program earlier in the week, they've got something really to wrap their arms around here and try to grow the women's game. But quick fixes aren't it. They can help platform and move the sport forward, just like men's World Cups. It's mm-hmm. slow, steady growth. And I think more and more people are, because of performances like Carly Lloyd and watching female athletes now, more men are totally in respect of what the women's national team does. And quite frankly, a lot of the players in the NWSL who I cover, Seattle had an amazing team last year, a wonderfully coached team. Kansas City had a wonderfully coached team. The Houston Dash mm-hmm. are trying to put it together with an excellent coach in Randy Waldrum. So, you know, it's all preference, and I have no problem with somebody saying I don't like women's soccer. We don't have to force anybody. You got to continue to put the product out there, and players like Carly Lloyd you can only marvel at. They're tremendous world-class athletes.
I can understand that, Glenn. I really can. Now, another question I want to ask before you get me off the phone is, now that the St. Louis Rams of the NFL have moved out of St. Louis and now are back in L.A., do you think that Major League Soccer probably might put an MLS franchise in St. Louis just to keep the people at the Edward Jones Dome okay when it comes to
Well, I think more importantly, when you look at that, and I think a lot of people have, I think they polled all the clubs in Major League Soccer, and a lot of people are talking about St. Louis. Because once the NFL leaves there, it lessens the competition. It may be the perfect time to get into that market. St. Louis has got a tremendous soccer history from the youth game up to the college game. It does have professional soccer history.
And
the
NASL.
Yep, back in the days, the St. Louis Stars, who didn't draw that great, but the St. Louis Steamers indoor team did draw great. But it could be a market that's ready now. And listen, the other thing is it's in the middle of the country, natural rivalry with Sporting Kansas City and Columbus. I think that makes that sort of trio. You know, if you're Sporting Kansas City or Columbus, you're going, man, I hope St. Louis gets a franchise. Like we in Houston should be hoping that San Antonio gets an MLS franchise backed by the San Antonio Spurs right now, because it only can help create rivalry, and it can help kind of narrow in some regional areas of the country the abyss that is travel. The reason the Premier League gets great traveling support is because people can board buses and trains and go to the games. Here, you know, when you see a couple hundred Seattle fans show up at BBVA Compass Stadium, you sit there marveling that, because you're going, wow, these people all had to get planes. They all got to get hotels. They're here for the night. You know, these are not expenses.
They basically had to waste thousands of dollars.
They're making a financial investment to get here, whereas, you know, somebody can board a train or go across London in a taxi and catch a game and be home eating dinner at their house with their family.
Right. I understand you on that, Mr. Davis.
All right. Anything else?
No, I'm good. Thanks for letting me on, Glenn.
Well, I'm very glad that you made the plunge and you came on for the first time. I hope it's not the last time. I enjoyed your two questions because I think they're good ones.
You're welcome, man. Good luck with the Dynamo and Dash in the spring.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling the show. Don't be a stranger.
You're welcome.
All right. We continue on. 713-780-3776 is the number. Take a quick break here. We're going out with some great Bowie. Oh, Ziggy Stardust. I think this is my favorite song, Gio. Bowie was an original, huh? Jeez. Took risks with his career. Always looking for change. What an artist.
He wasn't a Cristiano Ronaldo.
No. Boy, you should hear the testimony, and I know you've looked at it, but the testimony coming in on David Bowie from people about what a compassionate, excellent man he was. Now, I'll tell you what, he wore some pretty incredible outfits on stage. I remember the time he had a lampshade on. Can't say I ever wore that gear out. But Ziggy Stardust, he had all these alter egos, the Thin White Duke, fabulous. If you can change what you're in, think about it. Like Barcelona changed the world of soccer, like Bowie changed music. We'll take a break. 7-Up Bud Light break.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the Gao Studios in Houston. Here's Glenn Davis.
Hey, welcome back to the show. I just want to remind you, Mego Energy, one of our great sponsors, and we do thank Amigo Energy for all their great support of soccer on the radio. And when I talk sponsors on this show, like Amigo Energy, we're talking about sponsors that are keeping soccer programming on the air. These sponsors are the lifeblood. They are vital to me getting on the air, and soccer matters to getting on the air, quite frankly. So keep that in mind when you talk or you think and hear about the sponsors of this program. Let's support them. Let's support the Amigo Energies of the world, the Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture, the Bud Lights, the 7-Ups, the Squirts, the Daspit Law Firm, support these companies because they are vital to us being on the air. And by you calling in, being a part of the show and supporting those companies, they get the payback they deserve because I'm trying my darnest here to give them what they deserve threefold, fourfold, and you can help me. So thank you for that. 703-780-3776 is the number to call in. Again, Amigo Energy, you want to save money on your energy cost. If you're like me, Amigo Energy Night's free. You can go to AmigoEnergy.com/soccer matters. Enroll today. 888-995-9299. 888-995-9299. Sign up. Again, it's AmigoEnergy.com/soccer matters. Remember, they were on the front of the Dynamo jersey, and they're going to be unveiling some new programs next week on Monday night. We'll unveil the Amigo Energy programs on the show as well. 713-780-3776. The Arsenal fan that called in, it's Mohamed Elneny, that the Egyptian expected, if he hasn't already, to go to Arsenal. So there's a transfer move for them. 713-780-3776. I put out Tim Howard back to Major League Soccer. What do you think about that, Everton fan? We talked about Merritt Paulson. Just posted some video over on Facebook Soccer Matters. Get over there. There's some interesting stuff there. I've got a Tim Howard piece up there. The Colorado Rapids are pursuing him. Alan Polito as well, who likely will come on loan to the Colorado Rapids. Jordan Morris over there as well. And then, of course, more talk about Portland and Merritt Paulson. And Merritt Paulson came out pretty strong. Was going to be on my show last week. Has decided to pull back for a little while. And that's okay. But I'll tell you what, Merritt Paulson as an owner, involved in and around the team. These types of owners sometimes get too involved. But boy, you can't ever discount the passion that man has for the Portland Timbers. Would you like to see maybe a Gabriel Brenner, you know, in a box at every game, your Dynamo owner? I think that's a great piece and extra dressing to the game day experience. But Merritt Paulson of the Portland Timbers, their owner, he came out and lashed out pretty strongly. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it's actually very healthy. I think it's very healthy. He said, quote, "I don't think you're going to find a single MLS owner who's going to be an advocate for Jurgen Klinsmann. This is a guy who's got a clear agenda that's an anti-MLS agenda. He makes emotional decisions. Landon Donovan would be a case in point. There's very much an agenda to get people playing abroad and probably rewarding some people playing abroad who don't deserve to be playing. That's one opinion. That's my opinion." Yeah, I'm not sure it's that strong. Why wouldn't we want a few players playing in Europe? I don't think that's anti-MLS, but we can talk about it. 713-780-3776. The phone boards are lighting up. Who do we got, Gio?
Benjamin.
All right. Benjamin, you're up. What's on your mind tonight, Benjamin?
Hey, I actually live right next door to Dynamo Stadium. Want to throw that out there real quick. I got some free parking spaces for the guys, whatever y'all, on Capitol Street. There's some lumps right there on that road, the dead ends. There's three parking spaces there. You can park there. No one ever parks there for the game. So Dynamo fans, I'm gonna keep an eye out for that. You'll see them, and you don't get a ticket either. I live there, so just want to throw that out there.
Okay, thanks for that, Benjamin. That's very kind of you. That's very kind of you. All right, what's on your mind?
What's going on? Well, two things. What do you think about the Dynamo in the season? What do you think? You know, what's your general take on what they're gonna do, and what do you think they can do? What's a good goal? And also, what do you think? I know you've talked about the feeder program they have.
Yep, the USL program talent and player development, which is a huge issue in MLS.
And what do you think? What kind of what do you think of when you think of the young talent? You know, in Houston in general, just you know, like what's I guess high schools or whatever it might be. Which ones catch your eye? And I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, thank you very much for the call, Benjamin. All right, so a couple of things here. We've made it very clear on the show that there is a change of the guard. There was a change of structure last year. The team didn't make the playoffs. I said last year that it's an overachievement if the team makes the playoffs. There's too much change going on, too much structural change. I see the Dynamo going into a 4-2-3-1 this year. I see a lot of competition for the striker position between Kubo Torres, Will Bruin, Mauro Manotas pushing from the back. The Dynamo still have signings to make. I don't think there's any question. If it stopped right now, it's not going to be enough. They still need, I think, an additional center back. I still think they need a holding midfielder to complement Ricardo Clark in a 4-2-3-1 system. These are my opinions only. That player has to be a guy that can break plays up. That player is one that I think will be deeper line than Rico. I think Rico will have a little bit of a green light to join into the attack based on last year scoring 8 goals coming from late. But the other player, whoever that will be, needs to be one that basically protects 2 center backs in the middle of the field and does have a range of passing over distance. I think that's vital if you're trying to change the playing style of the team. The 2 wide players now, as Owen Coyle has mentioned repeatedly, they got to improve their wide game and the overall team speed. It's been one of the teams in the league that the overall team speed is at the back end of the league. So that's where we're at there. As far as Houston, Houston's concerned in player development, there was no reason why in seven years, and maybe even a little bit earlier, that you can't have, when they come out of the tunnel at BBVA Compass Stadium, a number of homegrown Houston area players that come through the Dynamo player development system. And again, the Dynamo are new to this based on getting the Rio Grande Valley Toros, which is going to be essentially their reserve team, a.k.a. their USL team. So that's going to be a great fallback for players coming back from injury, for players that need experience. So there you go. That's a quick comment there. 713-780-3776. Who do we got next, Gio? Manchester Mac. You're on the docket. What's up?
Good evening, Glenn. How are you doing, man?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Before I talk about anything Manchester related, I wanted to expand on what you were talking about when it came to the expansion team from being in San Antonio.
Yes.
And how amazing that would actually be for MLS and for soccer in general. We all know that rivalries really do start local. And with San Antonio being 3 hours away from Houston, I can only imagine the intense passion, because there's a really strong soccer culture that goes on in San Antonio. They have their own team. I can just imagine how passionate those fans would be. And how often, if we play them, we'll be going back and forth to those stadiums, filling them up and having the banter and having all of the fans praise and cheer and filling that cell and filling those stadiums up. I really think it'd be a great thing.
Oh, I don't think there's any question, because in the United States, when it comes to geography, it makes it very difficult for the traveling fans. So for us who already are making the run down to San Antonio just because it's a great city, or we're going down there to see the NASL San Antonio Scorpions, it's a no-brainer. I mean, the restaurants are great. It's a fun town. Great margaritas flowing. Who wouldn't want to go down there for a weekend and probably stay? So, look, let's get it going here in Texas with FC Dallas, with the Houston Dynamo, and we would love to see San Antonio in. I certainly would.
Absolutely. And we would be doing something that the Premier League figured out a couple of hundred years ago, where you put a couple of really good teams next to one another, let them play each other every year, and then you're going to see exactly how quickly this
I'm not sure England figured that out. I think that was organic just because the sport was so popular, and it's a small country. That's the other thing. People can jump on trains. People can jump on buses to get places. You know, when somebody comes from across the country to Houston to support their team, they're likely going to have to stay overnight, and it's quite an expense.
Absolutely, absolutely. But with a team being in San Antonio, that's a whole lot easier to do.
Absolutely.
So I'm all about it. Okay. Now I have a question for you.
Fire away.
And you know my name is Manchester Mack, and you know I talk about United when I come on your show, but who do you feel like is going to win the Premier League this year?
Who do I think is going to win the Premier League?
Yeah.
Do you really want me to say? I have no idea. I mean, honestly, I think it is so up for grabs. I think that is what makes it fun when you don't have a dog in the fight. I do love the history of Manchester United, but I love the history of a lot of the teams. I just think it's so up in the air. I think Leicester City is defying the odds a little bit right now. I'm not sure they have the depth, but what a story they are. I'm pulling for them. I love seeing the shift in power from all the big money teams. I think that's incredibly healthy. By the way, there's going to be more TV revenue for all the teams in the Premier League, so you are going to see, when big teams come, like Stones with Everton, who you know, with all their braggadocio and money, Chelsea tried to come in and buy, they got turned down, and you're going to see that more and more. You're going to see guys like Jamie Vardy and guys on Leicester City turn down the overtures of other teams because they're going to be able to be paid more, because they're going to have a real affinity to the history that they're making with the Foxes right now. So I think it's going to be very interesting. I don't know who could win it. You know, I think if Manchester City wins it, they're going to have to get more a more focused effort out of Yaya Toure. Does Leicester City have the depth? Does Manchester United find a way to learn how to win again? Who we have? Arsenal, does the occasional 4-1 result pop in there in a losing column again? They could win it. I think this is a golden opportunity for Arsenal to win it. And then you got teams making pushes that you didn't expect. West Ham United is making a great push. Stoke City has changed their playing style. I love that under Mark Hughes. And I love the fact that a former Dynamo and an American kid named Jeff Cameron is playing for that team. I think it's what makes it the league very exciting. It's better than a 2 or 3 horse race.
Yeah. I understand. I didn't think that you would have a specific dog in the fight. And you know something? I'm kind of glad that the league is like this. I think the parity in the Premier League is actually saving this league in a way that it wouldn't have saved it before. Because, of course, the big money teams are going to have their fans. They're going to have their media. They're going to have their money. But when you have to mention a Leicester City, or you have to mention a Stoke, or you have to mention a Tottenham, or even the FC Bournemouth, who put a whooping on Arsenal a couple of weeks ago, it's really one of those things that draws so much interest because you have so many different people invested now. If there was a point in time where you weren't really vested if you were in the middle of the pack. You were vested if you're at the bottom and you didn't want to get regulated, or you were vested in getting in the top four so you can make it into the European League. Having said all of that there, Manchester United has proven to be a second-half team under Louis van Gaal last year, and I guess that's what they're going to do this year. So I think it's really going to be a matter of we can get our squad back fully healthy, which they have not been since this league, since this year started. They haven't been fully healthy, not getting Louis van Gaal off the hook by any chance. So I'm still not buying into the philosophy.
Hey, and I Manchester,
know you didn't mention Chelsea, who are actually playing halfway decent football right now.
Yeah, let's not forget, Arsenal's had their share of injuries, too. There's teams with injuries. There's always the fallback position of conditioning things. I'm going to say an injury problem at Leicester City is a lot bigger deal than an injury problem at Manchester United, where there's oodles and oodles of money and resources. Okay, so I get all that. Injury is a part of it. I think everybody has to prepare for injury each and every year. It's always a great fallback position. But I'll be quite honest. I think that the bigger teams with the depth and the finances and the resources to build depth, I don't have as much sympathy for them as I do some of the smaller clubs and more provincial clubs.
Oh, absolutely. And you know something? You shouldn't, because
I don't.
What you were saying is there's a great deal of depth and there's a great deal of talent on the Uniteds, on the Liverpools, on the Chelseas. There's a lot more depth there. And I was just wondering, just because I'm a biased fan, what we would be like if we were fully healthy, how we would actually be able to play.
Because we'll see, but I think a lot of players have not panned out. I think there's a disconnect between the manager. I don't think there's any question. Memphis Depay hasn't panned out. We'll see. And you know what I'm interested to see? If Van Gaal plays with, Depay and a wide game again with three across the front and presses the issue a little bit, or if he goes like last year, conservative against Liverpool. I think that's something to keep an eye on this weekend in the Premier League. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. I love your passion. And by the way, it's relegation. You used the word regulation, which I thought was funny. I knew what you meant, though. It was awesome. All right, so we roll on. We'll take a quick break here. As we go to break, hey, the Daspit Law Firm is working for you 24/7. They are Houston personal injury attorneys. They handle, before I cough to death here, personal injury cases from plant and refinery to medical injury, industrial accidents, 18-wheelers. DaspitLaw.com. Had a great lunch the other day with John Daspit of the Daspit Law Firm. They are DaspitLaw.com. They are huge supporters of this show. 703-364-0915. DaspitLaw.com. They are, you can call them toll-free, both in English and Spanish, 888-273-1045. They will take care of you. The Daspit Law Firm. Take a break with you, too. I might have vertigo. I'm not sure. I did experience that once, Joe. That is not fun. That is a bizarre thing. We'll take a break. Phone number to call, 713-780-3776. We're coming back with Game On for 90.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
Used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And
I know you are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the Gao Studios in Houston. Here's Glenn Davis.
Oh, Gio, you are killing me. Used to call me on the cell phone, Drake. Ever since I left the
city, yes, sir.
All right. Used to call me on the cell phone. There goes Tyler Scott, also another producer. So thanks to the great work of Gio and Tyler Scott tonight here. Hey, quick word again. We were talking about Amigo Energy and how important it is to support the sponsors of this show. Amigo Energy has got all kinds of great packages. We're going to unveil a couple new ones on Monday. Amigo Energy Night's free. The customer doesn't pay any energy charge. Take advantage of it. Sign up. Amigo Energy Night's free. You could do that at www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. You enroll today at Amigo Energy, or you can call Amigo Energy at 888-995-9299. That's 888-995-9299. You sign up for the holiday, which you may already have done. You sign up for year-round electricity savings with Amigo Energy. Our thanks to Everard Santamarino over there, a huge soccer fan. And Amigo Energy lives on through Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. So if you want to save money like me, get over to AmigoEnergy.com and AmigoEnergy.com/SoccerMatters. All right, time now for something important here. It's Game On for 90.
Game on, man.
Here's Glenn Davis.
Game on.
With Game On for 90.
So here we go. We're on the clock. The Jordan Morris sweepstakes continues. The former Stanford striker and U.S. national team member was once held up as another example of the theater of bizarre that Jurgen Klinsmann, the U.S. coach, brings. How could Klinsmann bring into the fold at that time a college striker? What did that say about MLS strikers who could represent the U.S., said many. Well, clearly, it says there's not enough being produced at the striker position in this country, not to mention that there are a few strikers in Major League Soccer that play and score goals regularly. Altidore, Will Bruin, Agudelo, Gordon, Wondolowski. That's about it. Chris Wondolowski is deployed wide a lot in San Jose as well. Now, Jordan Morris, what did he represent? What he represented was long-term potential through his youth, a fact that was not lost on Jurgen Klinsmann or Werder Bremen, who sits in one corner, and the Seattle Sounders, who sit in another. Werder Bremen GM Thomas Eichen said Morris does a few things one rarely sees. Now, the German outfit is eager to get his name to ink there, but the Seattle Sounders, well, they've offered the 21-year-old the richest homegrown player contract in history. Morris played in the Sounders Academy for a year and a half. His father's a team doctor there. Now, Morris truly has the room to grow, and if he were to sign with MLS, he clearly would get playing time in Seattle, despite the fact that Clint Dempsey and Obafemi Martins are a part of that team. In fact, playing time might even be something that has been guaranteed this young man as enticement. Morris to Werder Bremen or MLS? If he goes to Germany, MLS will see this as a big loss. Then again, you might see him in the rave green. And that's it for Game On for 90. So Jordan Morris is an interesting story. Because remember, when he was put into the U.S. national team, everybody went pretty much crazy. How can you have a college player there? You know, what are the MLS American strikers think about this? What does that say about MLS? Look, he was discovered in a national team training camp prior to the World Cup. He apparently got on the end of a long ball in a training session as some of the Stanford players were with Jurgen Klinsmann in the national team. That's how he got ID'd, and the rest is history. He's got tremendous potential. He's got an upside. He's young. And I'd like your thoughts on it. 713-780-3776. But youth is what's here. Juan Agudelo has been tried. Woefully inconsistent, yet amazingly talented. Chris Wondolowski has been tried at the national team level. Has had some good gold cups. But is going to be remembered for the big miss against Belgium. Jozy Altidore is the go-to guy, seemingly doesn't have any competition, which I find very dangerous. Will Bruin went into a January camp, hasn't had a sniff since. So if you look at MLS in roles of responsibility, and we need to be careful here, strikers, playmakers, there are not many Americans in those roles. Playmakers from different ways, maybe out wide, yes. But as out-and-out number 10s, it's different. A lot to talk about there. 713-780-3776. Reminder, second hour, we've got some great interviews. Tyler Derrick is going to talk to us about his experience at West Ham United, their training recently. We will have Matt Beisler from Carson, California. We go right into the heart of the U.S. national team in training. My thanks to Michael Kammerman of U.S. Soccer for getting Matt arranged to come on the program tonight. We also have Tom Marshall from Guadalajara, Mexico. And second hour is going to be good. It's going to be a very good second hour. We can all be heroes. Bowie was. Very compassionate man from what I'm reading. Didn't know a lot of the things about him. It's funny how you only find out about things and people after they're gone. You only see the celebrity side of it. What a musician. Take a break. A lot more to come here. It's the Best in Soccer Talk on ESPN 97.5. Facebook Soccer Matters. We're posting over there. Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. Take it away, Gio.
ESPN 97.5.